of Daniel. Daniel is a powerful man in the whole of the empire. And just before what was read, we found out that Daniel had become one of the three most important people in the whole country. And then the king got his throat cut and was overthrown by Darius and his men in a nighttime attack on the capital, Babylon. And the new king is called Darius, and he comes in and is presented with his court officials. And there in the middle is Daniel in his new red robe. I need a Daniel. Who is going to be my Daniel this morning? Who's going to come out and be my Daniel this morning? Put your hand up if you want to come out. Santino? You're going to be my Daniel? Come on. You're never shy in retiring. Good man. Good man. That's what we want. So, come on out. And if you're going to be Daniel, you need a big red robe, don't you? Because Daniel was put a scarlet robe on him. So put this. There you go. Wow, look at you. He's a fairly snappy dresser anyway, is Santino. Oh, sorry, just a minute. Okay. You look like a weirdo.
Yeah.
No, man, you don't. You look fab. Everybody wishes they had a red jacket.
I've lost my hand.
It's coming. Hang on. Okay. So, Daniel, that's your new name, okay? Daniel?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, Daniel. You are the third most important man in the country. You are wise.
Okay.
Yeah? Do you know what wise means? Clever. Oh, let's give you. Can we have this? Is number one. So, do you know what? Oh, we've been switched off. There we go. Hang on. You know what wise means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
It means when somebody is clever and they know nearly everything in the universe.
That's exactly right. Do you think you're in the right? You got the right part in this morning's thing. Are you that clever?
Not that clever, but I am kind of clever.
You are kind of clever. Well, that's okay. So Daniel was really clever. And he's presented to Darius as being this really clever person. But also, Daniel was a man who prayed to God. Do you say your prayers?
Yes.
How often?
Every day.
Every day. Round of applause. Don't get big-headed, because Daniel prayed three times a day. You pray three times a day?
No.
No. So there's a little way to go yet. Okay. So here is our Daniel. And the king is presented with Daniel, wise, upright, a man of integrity, chosen by God. And Darius looks at him, questions him, sees what kind of a man he is, and says, not only is this man good enough to be one of the three most important people in the country, actually, he is good enough to be the most important person in the country. Round of applause for Daniel. Who thinks they could do a better job than Daniel? You do. Yeah? Anybody else think they could do a better job? You do. You do. Anybody else think they could do a better job than Daniel? If we made Daniel here Prime Minister of this country. I'm not asking whether you think Santino would do a better job than the current Prime Minister. I'm asking you, do you think, and I'm not saying what I think on it, do you think that you could do a better job of being Prime Minister than Daniel? No. Put your hands up if you think you could. You could. Did you not listen to the story? Yes, you could. Put your hands up. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Paul definitely thinks he could do a better job than you. Who else thinks they could do a better job than him? Chris thinks he could do a better job than you. Anybody else think they could do a better... Fabulous. Sean thinks he could do a better job than you. Anybody else think that they could do a better job than him? I know your name. That's just gone right out of my head. Alex. Sorry, Alex. You've been up at the front so many times, you think I'd know it. Even the little girls think they could do a better job than you. You see, this is what happened. They all looked at Daniel, all the rulers and the leaders and the council men and the wise men, and they looked at Daniel and they said, we could do a better job than him. Because Daniel was an outsider. Daniel was from a different country. Daniel was a prisoner, a criminal, because he'd been brought in from Israel. Daniel was not the person that they were. He worshipped a different God. He did everything differently. And also, because of Daniel's words in the previous chapter, Daniel had said that the king, Belshazzar, would be killed that night. And he was. They were suspicious of Daniel. Do you look suspicious? No, you look lovely.
I kind of do look suspicious.
You kind of do look suspicious. Okay, well, in a lovely way. So what happened was, as we heard in the story, that the administrators and the satraps, which I think is the best word in the whole of the Bible, and Ed thinks we should have more satraps, the administrators and the satraps set about trying to do Daniel in. But they watched Daniel, and everything Daniel did was good. Is everything you do good?
Yes.
Thank you. And that's what they found. Everything that Daniel did was good. He was a good ruler. He was a good administrator. They couldn't find fault in his work. He was a nice person. He did everything right. They could not find a fault with him. And so in the end, what they did was they made a new fault. They couldn't find a crime in him, so they made a new crime against Daniel. Can anybody remember what the crime was that Daniel was found guilty of in our reading today? Hands up. Anybody? Girls' choir? What was Daniel found guilty of in the story?
Praying.
Praying. Praying to who, though?
God.
Praying to God. The rule went out that nobody was allowed to pray to anybody except the king for the next 30 days. And Daniel only prays to
God.
God. You'd think we'd rehearsed this. Daniel only prays to God. Would you pray to anybody else, Daniel?
No.
No. Even if it got you into trouble? No.
Yeah, no.
No. That's what Daniel does. Daniel says, I will not pray to anybody else. But the king is persuaded that if anybody is caught praying to anybody else, they will get thrown into a den of lions. I need some lions. Who's going to be lions for me? Okay? I need quite a few lions. Hold on to that. Okay, I need some lions. Come on out, if you want to be a lion, come on out. Okay, and I want you to stand on that top step. You stay where you are, Daniel. Thanks, pal. Okay. And hold these in front of you. Don't twizzle them round. Just hold them in front of you. Okay. Keep going. Turn around to you. That's it. Can I have some more lions, please? Big lions, small lions, don't mind. Okay, can I have some more lions, please? Don't all rush at once. Come on, come on, we haven't got all day. Come on, come on, there we go. Fantastic, come and stand behind. Okay, you got that? Don't let them fall forward. There you go, thank you, thank you. There we go, thank you. Come on, Eleanor. Lauren, there you go. Some more lions, please. I do need some more lions. No. Music group, would you like to come out and be lions, please? Thank you. There you go. Okay, there's another one. And another one. And another one. Okay, I need how many more? Four more lions, please. Four more lions. Thanks, Chris. Oh, yeah, there you go.
I've still got the mic.
You've still got the mic, okay. Thank you, Chris. Two more lions, please. Can I have two more lions, please? Thank you, Anita. There you go. Can I have another lion? Just one more lion, please. Just one more lion. Just one. Thank you, Alex. There we go. Super duper. Right. Daniel. Let's have that microphone back. Daniel, look at all these lions. Hear them roar. Never work with children or animals. Hear them roar. Did you hear them roar? Shall we do this, like, you know, really give it some welly? Okay, really give it some welly. Can you hear them roar? Okay, that'll do. Okay. Daniel, if you keep praying to God, that's what's going to happen to you. You're going to be in amongst the lions to be eaten up. Are you going to keep praying to God? Hey?
Yes.
Yes. Let's hear the roar again. Fantastic. Daniel keeps praying even though he is going to be surrounded by lions. What are the lions, though? We know this story really well, don't we? But it strikes me that one of the problems with this story is we think about Daniel, and we think about the king, and we think about Daniel having to go and do all his prayers and everything, and we, you know, there's the threat of the lion's den, but it's okay because Jesus closes the lion's mouths, and, well, you know, isn't it great? Daniel stands up to the king and wins through in the end. But what I think we need to do is we need to be introduced to these lions just a little bit more. Who are these lions in the lion's den? Let's see who we've got. Anita, turn your lion round. Your lion is?
Fear.
Fear. When it comes to talking about Jesus, the devil says, "Oh, don't do it. Don't do it. It's ever so scary to stand up for Jesus." And into our midst, he brings a lion of fear to make us frightened to stand up for Jesus. Let's have another one. Who's got another one? Who wants to? Lauren, not Lauren, Eleanor.
Sinfulness and guilt.
Hold it up high. Sinfulness and guilt. How is that one of the devil's lions? See, sometimes people will say to me, I'm too bad. God won't love me. Or I'm too bad. It's no good me standing up and talking about Jesus because I'm not a good person. I'm not good enough to talk about Jesus. And the devil says to us, you're not good enough. You're not good enough to tell people about Jesus because look how bad you are. You know how bad you are. You know what you do wrong. Don't think you can tell anybody about Jesus because they'll just say you're a hypocrite. Oh, in that case, I'll shut up. I won't tell anybody about Jesus. I won't stand up because they'll see me and they'll know that I'm not a good person. So there's the lion of sinfulness and guilt. Who's going to give me another one? Amy.
Bigotry.
Bigotry. Who's going to tell me what bigotry means? Carol, what does bigotry mean?
I think it's wanting other things, isn't it?
No, not quite. No, who's going to... Helen?
Is it saying prejudiced things about other people?
People will say we're prejudiced. People will say that we just don't care about people. We're just bigots. We just want to bash people and put people down, and we don't want to love people. We just want to hurt them. And if you open your mouth as a Christian and you say something isn't right, when we all think it is right, well, you're just a bigot. You're just a bigot, so you better shut up. That's what that lion says. And so we do. We do. We say, well, I'm going to be quiet about that because I don't want people to think that I'm a bigot. I don't want people to think I'm a hateful person. And obviously, if I stick by what the Bible says, that might mean that I'm a hateful person. So I'm just going to keep quiet about that. Give us another one. Try and go a bit quicker. Go on. What's your name?
Green.
What's your name?
Hannah.
Hannah. Hannah the lion. Arr. Okay, go on, Hannah.
Mine's disagreement.
Hold it up so they can see. Disagreement. Who likes getting into an argument? Oh, Cassie. Okay. Sean likes getting into an argument. For most of us, we don't really like disagreement, do we? We don't really like being in an argument. We don't like falling out with people. And the lion of disagreement comes along and says, oh, you can't fall out with anybody. Can't disagree with anybody. You've all got to get along and you've all got to agree the same things. And if you don't agree, well, you're just being disagreeable. Christians, you know, they're disagreeable people. They just, you know, say the wrong things to other people and they're just disagreeable. And that lion comes in and says, I'm going to shut you up by telling you that you're disagreeable. Give us another one. Rose.
Selfishness.
Selfishness. Who here is selfish? Cassie. You're doing well, Cassie. You're earning your money today. The selfishness lion is a cracker of a lion that the devil wheels out. He's one of the biggest. And that lion comes along and says, I'm so selfish. I'm going to make you want to do the things that only you want to do and not care about other people. I'm going to make you just think about yourself. So that when it comes to standing up for Jesus and Jesus says, what about other people? Like in the Good Samaritan, where the Good Samaritan helps the person that they really have no reason to help other than being loving. The devil says, the lion of selfishness is going to shut your mouth when you come to talk about goodness and kindness and generosity and giving and caring. And I wonder how many of you have taken notice in the bulletin of the urgent need over the summer for living well for the food bank. Well, I've got too much to do, or, you know, it's an expensive time because we're going on holiday, or it, and it all becomes about me, and that's what the selfishness lion does. You're right there. Give us another one. Okay, we'll have a few. Tell me what yours says.
Old-fashioned, out of date.
Old-fashioned and out of date. And yeah, he's the trendiest person in all of the music group. It's a bit old-fashioned being a Christian, isn't it? People don't tend to do that anymore. The views are old-fashioned, you know. Don't live together before you're married, or don't do this or do that, or go to church on a Sunday, or it's all a bit old-fashioned. There's that cunning lion saying, shut up about Jesus, because it's just old-fashioned. You don't want to come across as being old-fashioned and out of date and just a bit kind of yesterday. You don't want to do that. That's what that lion says. Let's have all these four on the back row. What have we got? We've got sickness, embarrassment, greed. Oh, turn yours back around. We'll come to you in the end. And let's have yours, Lauren. What does yours say? Apathy. Sickness. How can you believe in Jesus when so-and-so's poorly, when there's so much difficulty going on in the world? How do you believe in Jesus? Well, because I've practiced that answer. Yeah, but I mean, you know, you don't want to believe in Jesus because I see people all the time who are ill or who are suffering or who are dying or who are this or who are that. Why do you believe in Jesus? Because my mum did. Because I know it's true in my heart. Wait till you're ill, then you'll know it's not true. Greed, embarrassment. We want everything ourselves, don't we? That's what that lion says. Have it all yourself. Don't give it away. Have it all yourself. Take you away from Jesus. Embarrassment. Well, I am just embarrassed to be a follower of Jesus, actually, because people will laugh at me and think I'm foolish. Who's got foolishness? They are, Chris. I'm just foolish, and I'm embarrassed, and that's what those lions say. Do you know how stupid you are? Do you know how daft this makes you look? If you tell people you go to church on a Sunday, how foolish will I look? Who else has still got things written on them? Ed, you've got violence. There'll be people who will say, if you believe this, I'll kill you. Now, it may not happen in this country, but it happens all over the world. If you believe in Jesus, I'll kill you. If you believe in Jesus, we'll put you in prison. If you believe in Jesus and you talk about him, we'll take your family. That's a very scary lion. But even in this country, if you believe in Jesus, I'll knock you about a bit. If you want to go to church, I'll knock you about a bit. If you tell me how to live my life in a different way, I'll come at you and I'll have you. It takes a very, very courageous Daniel to stand up to that lion. Anything else with something written on? We've got disagreement. Have yours got anything written on? Pride. Has yours got anything written on? Rejection. Pride and rejection are the last two with things written on. If I tell people I belong to Jesus and people think I'm stupid or foolish or any of those things, I will lose my standing at the golf club. If people at work hear me say, I don't think we should do that because actually as a Christian, I don't think that's the right thing to do, I might not get promoted, or I might get sidetracked or sidelined, or I might just not get talked to when I go to the cafeteria, or when there's a downtime in the office. And we're all of us frightened of rejection, that people will say, if you're a Christian, I don't want to know you, because what you say contradicts the way I want to live. So we just can't be friends anymore. And that lion is a lion that persuades us. It's a lion that persuades us not to talk about Jesus because we don't want to be rejected. Now, there are two more lions. Two lions that have got nothing written on them. Put your things up in the air. I wonder what you would write on those lions. What are those lions in your life? Maybe your teacher at school is one of those lions because they don't like you to talk about Jesus. Or it may be a friend. Or it may be a member of your family who makes it very difficult for you to be a Christian. It may be that your investment portfolio should be written on there because that's what makes it difficult for you to be a Christian. Or what you do with your money in general. Or maybe the choices that you make politically, all kinds of things. How does your life, where in your life is a lion without a name on? And what would you write on that lion? The thing that stops you talking about Jesus. In this story, you know, the king is just a stupid man, seduced by power and those around him. The satraps and the administrators are just people who want to cling to their power and be in control. They're everywhere and they're all sorts of things. But we are Daniels, and we live in the midst of a lion's den every single day of our lives as Christians. Daniel prays that the Lord will silence the lions. We need to pray the same, that in our lives, the Lord shuts down the mouths of all of these things. Our fear, put it down. Our foolishness, put it down. The threat of violence, put it down. The worry about being seen to be old-fashioned, put it down. Or embarrassed, put it down. To stop us being greedy, put it down. To not let us give in to the world telling us that we're bigots, put it down. To being overpowered by our sense of sinfulness and greed and guilt, put it down. To being apathetic, not caring. Oh, we didn't do apathy, did we? To being apathetic, not even caring enough to whether we stand up for God or not. That's a really insidious lion, that one. That just creeps around. Put it down. Sickness. Put it down. That we don't think just because we're ill, the Lord doesn't love us. That we don't worry about rejection from others because we know that Jesus still loves us. That we don't worry about disagreement as long as we're agreeing with Jesus. That we let go of our pride and have confidence in God alone. That we stop being selfish and start being generous. And those other two things, whoever they are or whatever they are, we say, Lord, just silence them. That we might be like Daniel. And that we might proclaim the greatness of God. And what happens at the end? At the end, the king sees this, and he then says, do you know, Daniel, your God is the most powerful God in the whole world because he has shut the mouths of all these things that have tried to eat you up in your faith. And the king says, now the whole country is going to believe in the God of the Hebrews. Well, I hope that as we go into this week, we will try and identify who those lions are in our lives. And each time we come across one, as it prowls in, we will say to God, shut this lion's mouth. so that by the end of the week, somebody, somewhere, something will have seen the greatness of God through our faithfulness to him and his power to overcome those things that are in charge, that try to be in charge of us. Daniel, thank you for being very faithful to God, for saying your prayers, and for facing up to the difficulties that we all face as a Christian. And we want to say to these lions, get off the stage, because God is stronger than all of you. Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Daniel and his example of praying daily to you. We thank you for your faithfulness to him and your faithfulness his faithfulness to you and your faithfulness to him. Help us this week as the lions come prowling round us, those who want to keep us quiet about Jesus. Lord, help us to be bold and to be open as followers of you, that others might come to know you for your greatness and your love. Amen.